It's the Adventures of Indiana Jim special presentation, Star Wars, codename Starkeeper, for the week of September 6th, 2008. Well, it's finally here, and I don't have a lot of time because it's 2 in the morning, but I just want to get in here real quick and thank everybody for joining me for this. This is the single creative work that I am the most proud of at this point in my life, and I couldn't have done it without the cast who got me the voices when I needed them to get me the voices and just did a fantastic job. Just got some great voice actors in this, and I'll talk about them periodically throughout this, but I want to make special mention of Steve Saylor. He's the author of Black Shadow, and he came through in a pinch. The night before he had to leave for Dragon Con, I needed a voice filled, a major character voice filled, and he came through for me in one night, and he did a great job. Quite a bit different than the first guy. Necessitated a little bit of change here and there. But special thanks to Steve Saylor, definitely, for stepping in a pinch. And you'll hear the names at the end. At the very end of the credits, we'll have a promo, and I'll come back at the end of the show. So anyway, without any further ado, let me point out, this is not the whole thing. There are 8 episodes to appear every week, 1 episode a week, and then it's done. 8 and done, that's it. They're all finished as far as written, recorded, just not necessarily all edited together. Luckily, I've kind of hit a stride, so I think I can get them done in plenty of time. So anyway, now, without any further ado, Star Wars, codename Starkeeper. Hope you enjoy it.
Visionary Creative Works, in association with Warbird Digital and StarWarsFanWorks.com. A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away. Star Wars, codename Starkeeper. 3 members of the Corellian Council are dead, victims of assassination. Even as the Council reels from this disaster, the Rebel Alliance is engaged in a battle against the Galactic Empire on a small green moon beyond the Outer Rim. Flying into the Corellian system is Morgan Stark, a courier of sensitive cargo on a mission of utmost secrecy. He does not know what information he carries, only that he must make a simple drop to an old friend. Plots are thickening as the Corellian security forces investigate the assassinations, and the information Stark carries becomes more important than he could have ever imagined.
Nerferder, this is Fetcher. Black Nerf in the corral. Got a pen for the night?
Excuse me?
Who is this?
Look, buddy, you're calling me, so it's naturally polite for the caller to convey some respect to the callee.
This can't be good. Who is this guy?
Hello?
I'm here. I'm not really comfortable telling you who I am.
Hey, pal. I've got births to deal with. I got Corsac breathing down my neck. I've been trying to contact Karia all day long. I wasn't hired on for the administrative bit, honestly, so I don't give a frag for your comfort. Oh, Sith Spawn. Look, Fetcher, I need to go. If you need a berth, come and get it. We'll talk later. The name's Hodge. You confirm?
Well, he sounds like Carol, all right.
Do you confirm or not?
Yeah. Confirm.
There we are, sir. All done. Thanks for docking with us.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I got more than I bargained for. Next time you're gonna have Corsic over, give some advance notice.
You'll know when I know.
Sir, you're going to have to go right back where you came from.
Excuse me?
We're locking down a crime scene, sir. You'll have to find another port.
But I just landed. I have business
over
in the...
You're my ride, Lieutenant.
I hope you don't plan on going far.
Nonsense. I've just got to get some air. That's all.
Well, do try to stay in the capital.
Something's happened.
Another hunch, Corporal? Something about this fellow here?
Hang on. Horn here.
Where's Carol, Hodge?
Yes, sir.
Later.
What do you mean later?
Report back to HQ.
What's the deal about a crime
now,
scene?
Now, sir.
It's urgent,
if I didn't
Horn.
Tell you when
We're
I called
locking
you to pick me up,
debris.
I'm not going to tell you now.
Back here. Out.
Gotta go, Lieutenant.
I don't know what's going on between the two of you, but I'm not stupid. Lock up and stay nearby in the event we're ready to collect evidence. We'll need to talk to both of you.
Evidence? Crime scene? What are they talking about?
I never thought the day would come when I'd have to deal with that. I've seen Carol handle Corsic before, and I guess some of him rubbed off on me. But you should have seen her when they got here. Boots clacking on the deck, and her eyes boring into me like an ore drill. She starts peppering me with questions when I'm trying to check people out of here.
Where were you 2 days ago?
Thank you, come again, sir. I was at home, Lieutenant.
Where do you live?
No extra fee for the cargo, sir. The apartment's near the blue sector, Lieutenant. I mean, it was that way the whole time until you got here.
Yeah, about that.
So you're Starkeeper, eh? Courier of sensitive cargo, known in circles both savory and unsavory, has 100 aliases and assumed names with transponder codes to match, intergalactic man of mystery?
Maybe.
Yeah, you are. You're shorter than I expected. But I guess I thought a man with a reputation like yours would be as tall as a Wookiee, wide as a hut, and swarthy as Han Solo. But you look too polite.
Who are you and where is Carol?
Well, you're not much for conversation, are you? Can't say I blame you with the nature of the business.
I talk when it suits me.
Oh, well, what is that exactly? Drinking enough with ladies at Caesar's Palace? Hashing over details with Talon Card? Ogling the dancers
at... Do you ever shut up?
When it suits me.
Very funny.
Who do you think encrypted the encrypted signal?
You're Carol Slicer.
Right. Well, I was Carol Slicer.
What do you mean you were? Where is he?
Like I said, I shut up when it suits me.
I am not accustomed to being kept waiting for information.
I'm still not sure I could trust you.
Trust me?
Last I knew, Karia was over at the Fellswoop.
The Fellswoop?
She won't return any of my comms. I'm sure if you can convince her, then you can convince me.
What in the blazes is she doing there? Fine, have it your way.
What'll you have?
I'm looking for someone.
Looking? Well, you found someone, I'd say.
Right. No, I'm looking for a girl.
Aren't we all?
She's young.
Hopefully.
Alone.
Preferably.
May have been in trouble.
Oh, I thought you were going to say she was naked. Now that, my friend, would be a catch.
Have you seen anybody or not?
No, too many faces in here. You'll have to look around yourself. Might check the swoop's hangar bays, though. Just a thought.
Just a thought? Really? Holy Sith buckets. I just want to make my drop and get out of here.
You say you're looking for someone?
What?
Sorry to startle you. I have a bad habit of sneaking up on people. Sit back down at the bar and we'll talk.
Oh, I don't think my business is any concern of yours.
Suit yourself, Starkeeper.
Alright, how do you know who I am?
Whoa, 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 easy on the duds, pal. I just had this flight suit pressed.
I could press some other things for you. Hard.
I know how valuable a cover can be.
Then why'd you use it in public?
It's easier to see a scuffle than to hear a name in this noise.
Sorry. My cover is more valuable to me than...
Your life? Likewise.
What's your name?
Arborn Zell.
Alright, Zell. You bought yourself some of my time. Talk.
You get to the point, don't you?
It's been a day full of useless words.
Between Haj and Del here, I'm not surprised.
What are you talking about me for, huh?
Oh, mind your own, Del. Anyway, I know who you are and where you're docked. but I don't know what kind of mission you're on. Don't care, frankly. I couldn't talk to you with Corsec there, obviously.
Go on.
What you don't know yet is why Corsec beat it in such a hurry. Now don't go talking about it, but the Rebels have just destroyed the Empire's new Death Star.
Really?
Kurgan Luhr is the Empire's, shall we say, liaison with Corsec. I'm sure he's debriefing them on their official position regarding this, which is to say, it didn't happen.
What does this have to do with me?
You're looking for Carol, obviously.
Obviously.
I hate to be the one to tell you this.
What? Where is he?
Stark. Carol is dead.
You're lying.
Am I? What do I have to gain in lies? Look, Stark. Carol is dead. The assassination...
He had nothing to do with that.
I didn't say he did. But he had information coming in about it. Information he was going to pass on through his channels. I'm assuming to you. But the assassin got to him first.
You know who the assassin is?
I'm paid well to know.
And Carol's body?
Even I don't know that. If I were to be interrogated and give up details, it would upset a very delicate balance.
What sort of balance?
The nature of his death and the assassinations.
Which was?
Execution style. With a lightsaber.
That certainly would set the galaxy on fire. Where do you get this lovely imagination?
You don't understand. I've taken an awful risk coming to you like this. Don't make me regret it.
Regret what? Giving a pack of lies to a complete stranger? There are no Jedi left in the universe.
And I suppose you think Vader eradicated them all by himself? If you think for one second that Palpatine has but one apprentice, you are sorely mistaken. There are dark Jedi scattered across the galaxy, bent to the Emperor's will, and hidden from Vader's gaze. He is no more than a puppet.
Awfully powerful puppet.
His most powerful. That is why he is kept so close. He is the only one strong enough to challenge Palpatine.
How do you know all this? Wait, let me guess. You're paid well to know. So what you're telling me is that this dark Jedi, under the tutelage of the Emperor, assassinated 3 members of the Corellian Council, and everyone is engaged in a massive cover-up? The same Empire that blew Alderaan to space dust?
The Emperor needed Vader at his side for something having to do with the war. If he were to find out about these dark Jedi, he'd be sure to challenge Palpatine, which would force him to kill Vader.
Zell, you've just used up my time.
I need your help.
Help with what?
Catching this killer. You're the only one with enough contacts and false identities to move unhindered in the galaxy. You've got friends in every race, government, and organization from here to Nalhutta. You're untouchable, Stark.
I'm well aware of how I can help you. But if you're that close to Palpatine's schemes, then you're working for the Empire, and that's bad for my reputation. If not, then you're a liar.
Stark! That's exactly what they want you to think!
Ridiculous. That makes 3 people now who have wasted my time. I can see why he spilled so much of it to me. No one would give it any credence whatsoever. I wonder what his game is. Freeze. Stand up. Slowly. Nice cloak. Now what's that in your hand?
Hydra Spanner.
Karya?
Morgan? Oh, Morgan.
Hodge said I'd find you here. He said you hadn't returned any of his comms. What's going on?
That little snot acts like he owns the place.
He's had a lot to deal with lately.
He has had a lot to deal with. It's my uncle who's gone missing. Don't give me that look, Morgan. I guess they told you my uncle was dead. That figures.
They didn't tell me anything. In fact, Hodge wouldn't say a word. Said I had to find you before he would trust me.
Well, we can't fault them for that, now can we? After all, it's not such a bad idea.
Now's not the time for that, young lady. You don't want to get too close to me.
And why is that, Flyboy?
Out.
Zell!
Easy. Toss the blaster over there. The answer is simple, miss. Because he's liable to get you killed.
You've been listening to Star Wars, codename Starkeeper, starring the voice talents of
Jim Perry as Morgan Stark, Steve Saylor as Arborn Zell, Chris Dickey as Hodge, Silas Carter as Caria Doran, Christopher Walker as Corin Horn, Philippa Ballantyne as Ayella Wasiri.
Star Wars and all related original characters, planets, vehicles, and music herein is property of Lucasfilm Limited, and no infringing claims are intended. Visit podcast.indianajim.net for more information related to this project, as well as www.starwarsfanworks.com, your home for the best in Star Wars fan audio.
Hey, what's with all the call?
Well, there was this blog post about a month or so ago.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and it said that AGC was kind of running out of steam. Got Mark kind of down, but he likes to be productive and practical,
sure.
So...
Yeah, I mean, we've got a new set of reviews coming up, and...
Absolutely, and Gen Con's coming up,
oh,
and
sure.
We're going to be there.
We'll have some interviews from that.
New games, board games, card games.
Mm-hmm.
Hence the
call.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but just watch this, guys.
Oh.
It's...
All Games Considered, a member of Goblin, the gaming broadcast network. You can find more information at agcpodcast.info.
So what's the next session going to be about?
We're
going to
talk about railroading.
Aww. Now, you thought J.C. Hutchins could come up with a cliffhanger, didn't you? Yeah. That's all mine. It's all me. Gotta admit, that was a good cliffhanger. Special thanks to All Games Considered and that fabulous manufacturing of punnage from Mark Kenny. Very good promo, Mark, by the way. Bravo. Good job. I like that.
You have chosen wisely.
And you have chosen wisely by joining me here on Codename Starkeeper. Now remember, there are 7 episodes left, and, you know, they get more exciting as time goes on. So anyway, thank you for joining me. We're going to keep running every week, so let me know how you like this. You can podcast at indianajim.net, J. Lawrence Perry, at gmail.com, voicemail 206-350-8474. Call it. Give me feedback. Let me know what you thought. Thanks again. We'll see you next time.